Last week on ABC TV, you might have caught the documentary Dinosaur Stampede, taking a look at 100 million year old mystery embedded in stone. A team of international scientists from Australia, Spain, the US and Scotland has been investigating the cause of the only known dinosaur stampede on the planet, and it took place right here in outback Queensland.
A 100 million year old mystery is captured in stone. Thousands of dinosaur footprints, all pointing to one terrifying moment. What were these dinosaurs? Why were they all here? Why did they run in one direction? And is this monstrous track proof of a new prehistoric killer?
That's an excerpt from the documentary Dinosaur Stampede. And the site of those thousands of dinosaur footprints is known as Lark Quarry. It's about 110 kilometres southwest of Winton in Queensland. Since 2002, the preserved footprints have been protected under a purpose-built conservation building. But it's unstable, and for the past month, it's had to be closed to visitors. Now the local council is asking the Queensland and Commonwealth governments to help pay for the cost of repairs and ongoing maintenance. Ed Warren is the Winton Shire Mayor, and I spoke with him earlier.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Ed, can you describe for us the dinosaur stampede site? What does it look like, and how significant is it? What happened there?
Well, whatever happened 100 million years ago, it's all in that documentary that was on ABC on Tuesday night. But in 2002, infrastructure was built over the top of it to protect this very fragile site. And the infrastructure itself has got some structural problems and movement in the rammed earth walls, and we've been monitoring these for a while, and it was decided to close these footprints.
To close the building over the footprints. Now, the building's only was erected in 2002, I think, in recognition of the importance of this site, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Not long after it was opened in 2002, the western wall collapsed. And there was a lengthy court proceedings with the architects and the builders, et cetera, and it was only finalised late last year. We're only just got into the position now that we can sort of start assessing how we can preserve this heritage-listed national icon site for now and into the many decades to come.
And heritage listing, I mean, no wonder. This is the only, we should be clear here, the only recorded site in the world of a dinosaur stampede, thousands of dinosaur footprints.
That's absolutely right. There's over 3,000 footprints here, and it's almost proven beyond doubt that the dinosaur that left the biggest footprint. We have found that dinosaur. There's been approximately 70% of that dinosaur found, and nowhere in the world has any footprint been identified with the the dinosaur that left them there. So this is the world's first, and this site is really something special, and that's hence is why we're looking for other partners, because the local council just has not got the capacity to be able to do this.
How much money do you need?
Well, it's early days. The initial money to sort of get it up and going, it could be tens of thousands, but it could be at the final assessment hundreds of thousands.
Given the uniqueness of the global uniqueness of this site, as we've just been discussing, you'd think there'd be a fair bit of pressure on state and Commonwealth to maintain and preserve this site for the world to see. Is there currently any Commonwealth funding for the site?
Well, it was built with Commonwealth funding in the first place, but that was back in 2002. However, the ongoing maintenance of it and upkeep of it, it's sort of hasn't sort of covered the cost. The visitation barely covers the operational side of it, so there's been a shortfall of money to be able to maintain the ongoing maintenance and the capital improvement, and it's beyond the capacity of the local government here in Winton to be able to do that.
I think the site currently attracts about 13,000 visitors a year, which is a fair few people, but not an enormous number. And I have to concede, I didn't know about the dinosaur stampede site. at Lark Quarry before this. But Lark Quarry is part of the Dinosaur Trail. There's work underway at the moment on stage two of the Australian Age of Dinosaurs Museum near Winton. How's that going? And do you anticipate a significant increase in the number of visitors to the site?
Absolutely. Presently, as you said, up to 13,000 people a year. It's about 110 kilometres south of Winton, but just southeast of Winton is the Australian Age of Dinosaurs developing the Museum of Natural History for Australia, and that's a project that's it's been up and running since 2009. But the project there is envisaged to open this museum in 5 or 6 years' time. Now, coupled to that is the dinosaur footprints, which is hand in glove with this development of the Natural History Museum, and this will obviously attract many, many more visitors to Winton to see the dinosaur footprints as well as the Museum of Natural History.
And Ed, coal seam gas companies are starting to move into your region. Do archaeological sites like this, like the Dinosaur Stampede, do they have protection from mining?
Well, you would want to think so, but that's a question that we're asking at the moment. Engage all the stakeholders, that's the mining exploration companies as well as the government, and trying to protect the water aquifers underneath, you know, what effects that the extraction of coal seam gas will have. But mostly importantly, we've got to identify sites of heritage significance, and dinosaur trackways at Lark Quarry is something that we need to put on the radar and make sure that they're preserved for many decades and the future to come.
Indeed, it's an important duty you have to guard those sites. Ed Warren, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Ed Warren is the mayor of the Winton Shire. Certainly something does need to be done to protect those fossilised footprints, you'd think. If you missed that documentary, Dinosaur Stampede, you can catch it online at ABC iView. It's 17 to 7.